pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back. This is the Jeff Poor Show, but I'm not Jeff Poor. I'm Erica Thomas, editor-at-large with 1819 News. Thank you so much for joining me this Tuesday morning. We are 1 week away from the August 11th special election, the special primary election. So don't forget, make sure you're registered to vote and head out to the polls next week at this time. Really appreciate you guys sticking with me this morning. Remember, if you are driving into work or you're about to leave your car and you want to continue listening, you can go to fmtalk1065.com/listen or just go to fmtalk1065.com and you'll find where you can click on the listen tab and keep hearing us. I've got a lot of great guests lined up today. Got one right now standing by. First, wanted to look at some of the text messages that we're getting. You can text us at 251-343-0106. And I asked everybody earlier, because when I was on my way in, going over the causeway, I saw this massive ladder. Somebody lost a really nice ladder. You're almost tempted to stop and pick it up because it was that nice, but I don't think it would have fit in my car, so I didn't do that, and I also didn't want to get hit by a car. So one of the things that you guys have said, let me know some of the weird things that you've seen when driving across the causeway, and one of the things was an alligator. Somebody ran over an alligator in a Honda. Not good. But this other one, BA, texted and said, he encountered a wrong-way driver while heading westbound under the Bayway. That's probably the worst thing you can see while driving across the Bayway. And I have seen that before. I've seen videos of it, but I've never seen it in person. That would be terrifying. Thankfully, BA was able to move over and avoid a head-on collision. So we are thankful for that. We are so thankful every time we cross that Bayway and get across it safely. You had God looking out for you, BA, for sure. So just text us 251-343-0106. Let us know what crazy things you've experienced when traveling across the Bayway.
Now, if you're on I-10, didn't you see an airplane yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I saw that a couple days ago. And if you're wondering who this is that just popped in, we have an incredible woman here from Baldwin County who we've heard of. We heard from her on the campaign trail over the past several months. We have not heard from her from that in a while, but we are going to get an update on where she's been and what she's been up to today. Christina Warner McGinnis joins me right now. Thank you so much, Christina, for joining me.
It's great to be here. And I have to flashback to a story since we're farmers and we're talking about airplanes. So farmers will jump with, I'm going to call it crop dusters. And there's one particular farmer in the area. There is a rumored story that I believe is 99% true that there's a Mr. Sermon who landed on an interstate with his airplane. And what I've heard from the passenger is he fixed it, put him back in the plane, and took right back off again. So what? You never know what you're going to see out there on the causeway, bayway, or the interstate, especially if you're a farmer and a crop duster.
That is crazy. Being in Baldwin County, I live in Bon Secours, and I've seen those crop dusters. Have you ever ridden in one of those?
Absolutely.
Have you? What was that like?
I almost met Jesus over the Gulf of Americas. Yeah, I came to the pearly gates, and he said, your path is not done. You're not done yet.
Yeah, I've seen those, and I'm like, no way, Jose. Also, I've always been obsessed with the planes that fly by with the big banners when you're on the beach. Since I was a kid, I used to be obsessed with those. I would take my Hershey Kisses and make a little, out of the aluminum part, I would make a plane, and then I would take the little string and act like it was one of those banners.
Yes.
And they would go over my Barbies while they were at the beach. But when I moved down here, because I moved here at the end of 2022, and so I love going to the beach and seeing those things, no matter what they say, unless they're advertising OnlyFans. I probably wouldn't want to do that one, but I do like those. And so I reached out to the group that does those planes, and I was like, I would love to do a story on this. Really, I mean, my opportunity as a reporter, my opportunities are endless. You know, if I want to do something, I can just do a story on it, and then I get to do it. It's an amazing career to have because you just really learn so much. I always say I'm like a little expert on everything, you know, just a little bit of an expert on everything. When they told me how they picked those banners up, I decided I would not be doing that. No, thank you. It is crazy. They like go really fast downhill and pick those banners up. So I praying for them.
For the people in Baldwin County, especially the farmers, my Uncle Eddie Boy, everyone knows Uncle Eddie Boy. Okay, in this region, who's listening to talk radio, it's Uncle Eddie Boy. So he had a plane, and he took my cousin Nick for a ride, and they crashed. They flipped on landing. And the story is Uncle Norman ran out and just threw a roll of toilet paper at Nick because he knew what happened on landing. I mean, you got all kind of airplane stories around here.
That's good stuff right there. Well, enough of that. We want to know what Christina Warner McGinnis has been up to. I told everybody earlier, we saw you on the campaign trail. I don't even know how many events I saw you at during the campaign. You ran for ag commissioner. Unfortunately, you did not win that race, but you did learn a lot. Tell us kind of the inside scoop on what Christina learned while on the campaign trail.
To say that such a loss has been the greatest joy of my life, I can't believe I'm about to say that, but it's been the greatest joy of my life. As you're traveling around the state, whether you're in Vernon, Alabama, Huntsville, Auburn, Dothan, or down here, you get to meet the most amazing people. And I can now tell you exactly where to eat lunch in the gas station in Hale County. I can tell you how to order your chips over in Vernon at the Mexican restaurant. And the most amazing experience, I will say this, although I came out defeated, I am so thankful for the path of Ag Commissioner in the state. And what I learned is we have an amazing state that our number one industry is ag. I mean, but people don't realize that. They get in their everyday world of banking or school or this, but our number one industry is agriculture. It's a $77.3 billion economic impact, 1 out of 10 jobs. And so to really be out there in ag, in the fields, in the businesses was amazing. And I will say this, the one thing I think everybody says, you know, what do you take away outside of great businesses and people? You're a reporter, so we're talking about the news. The one thing I loved was when the news spoke truth.
Oh, really?
Yes, like give me truth.
No.
Don't vomit speculation or this, that. Like give me the truth. Give me the meat on the bones. Deliver that to the voting constituents. And that's the part that I think a lot of the media we need to lead better with, of what's really true out there, what's really happening, what's really impacting people. Because so many people over and over and over again are like, I don't know who our ag commissioner is. I don't know what the ag commission office does. And they don't know that impact, and they don't know how really it impacts their life. In this particular office, it impacts every Alabamian every day, every day.
Well, definitely go check out 1819news.com because our motto is rise to the moment of truth. So
we
always tell the truth. We always tell what other places won't say. And so as the editor at large there, I definitely want to push that while I'm filling in for Jeff today. But we're going to take a break real quick, but then when we come back, I want to hear the juicy stuff. I want to hear the Real Housewives of Montgomery version of what you learned on the campaign trail. We're going to ask her, guys. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Ooh, Montgomery.
Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.
All right, welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show. I love his bump-in music, guys. Floribama, such a good song. We just said goodbye to one of the co-owners of Floribama, Pat McClellan. The funeral information is posted on 1819news.com. His actual funeral is going to be private, but they are having a celebration of life event at Floribama, so that's really cool. Another thing about Floribama is they just celebrated their 62-year birthday, so that's really cool. We want to hear from you this morning. The text line is 251-343-0106. I'm reading most of these text messages that we get. Paul said, yay, Erica. Yay, Paul. Thank you for that. We also have Keith Drew. Thank you so much. He said, love you, Erica. I've been saying you need your own show. That's hilarious. Because like I said, I've never done this before, but I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much, Jeff, for letting me fill in for you. Jeff is on vacation, but he is on his way back down south. So we're excited to have him back. He'll be here by next week. We have this big primary special election Tuesday, so don't forget to go vote Tuesday. That is our responsibility, so just check your schedule, make sure it's cleared for a time to go vote. They said 5% voter turnout is what is expected, and that's just not good at all. I got some more text messages. Mommy issues, I will not be reading your stuff on air because you need prayer. Anyway, so joining us is Christina Warner McGinnis. She ran for Ag Commissioner, and so we're very thankful to have her here today after her run. And I promise to ask about the dramatic, juicy details about the stuff that you experienced on the campaign trail, Christina. So what can you tell us? What kind of experiences did you have that you were like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that would be a thing, or something that kind of shocked you?
Okay, so first and foremost, like I started off with, it was the greatest joy of my life. It really was. But I'm an extrovert, Erica, so mm-hmm. I love being out and about with people, meeting people, going to different restaurants, talking. My husband tells me I could talk to paint drying on a wall. So I was in my world, okay? But I will say this. When I took the race, I was told over and over again by people outside of Alabama that Alabama has the ugliest politics that are known nationwide, okay? I said, oh, no, you don't understand. I've been raised on a farm. I've been bucked off horses. You can't hurt my feelings. And the good thing is truthfully, I didn't get my feelings hurt because I was raised by a bunch of strong women on the farm. But I will tell you this. When you're looking at the state of Alabama, interesting fact, when you're coming from Baldwin County, let's say you're going to the Wiregrass, you go through Florida. When you're going to Tuscaloosa, you go through Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you're sitting up in that Huntsville area, you can literally feel like you can throw a ball across to Tennessee, to Nashville.
Well, and I also have to say Wedowee.
Okay.
Wedowee, yes. Alabama, God's country where I'm from.
Yes.
Georgia. You could throw a ball to Georgia.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're over there on East Alabama, you're on the Eastern time zone,
yeah,
on one of those cities. And you're sitting. So Alabama has a dynamic diversity that you go around in all different states to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this. One morning I woke up about 3:30 and I had to be in Huntsville at a luncheon with Associated General Contractors. And then I had to be back down in Montgomery. And then I had to be over in Auburn that afternoon, evening to speak. And then I came back to Baldwin County and almost did a 20 hour drive speaking engagement. You lay your head down and you do it all over again. Mm-hmm. The one thing I wish the state, you try to as a candidate, you try to like cluster your events and you can't. You just can't. And every time you're at an event, someone on the other part of the state is, well, look what you missed out on. You're like, man, I really missed out on that.
Yeah.
There's so many great things happening in the state. So I could never be at all the places at the same time. That was a tough thing for me to kind of juggle that part. But then as for the juiciness was actually reading things about yourself that you didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's use a couple examples. And then on top of it, after the thumb warriors can put their things out, then they can go delete them, okay?
Yeah.
And then they can kind of hide them, you know, and so forth. So, you know, I had this one particular person in North Alabama, and I mean, I think she woke up all day every day, and all she did was just wear me out. That's all she had in her daily activities. And so I learned so many things about myself. I learned that I had made my family wealth, not off farming.
Mm-mm. Oh.
No, I haven't been farming since 1906. I'm selling that Delta stuff in the gas station. That's where the family fortune came from.
Oh.
I don't even know what Delta 8, Delta 9, and Delta 10 is. I don't even know, because I tried to make sense of it, and they're like, no, that's Delta. And I'm like, I have no idea what this is. And then I had another lady who's here in Fairhope say she lives in Montgomery, and this, that, and the other. And I heard an interview with Katie Britt one time, and they were asking her about this kind of stuff. And she goes, oh, yes, I have a list. And I was like, I get it. I get it. You have these people that think they know you, and mm-hmm. they go out there and they're thumb warriors. And by the end of it, you get this letter that's been sent to every senator, every legislator. Christina, she is linked to the Mexican cartel.
Oh, wow. I mean, I had no idea.
I didn't either, Erica.
I didn't. Wow. And you don't live very far from me, so I'm glad to know. Wow. What other stuff did you see out there that kind of shocked you, or maybe that people don't realize, because you can't really talk about everything on the campaign trail? Is there anything that people might not realize?
So, you know, I chose to, my dad gave me a piece of advice. He said, don't tear anyone down to lift yourself up. And so as you're out there and you're against other candidates, and they're flipping you off and your team off, you're like, that picture would be so juicy on social media. Yeah. And you're like, oh, and you choose not. So you choose to kind of, you know, hold your head high and hold a classy race.
Right.
And run that. Even when, like, you're constantly being attacked by saying, oh, she doesn't even farm here in Alabama. Oh, she's really not a farmer. So you learn quickly to just kind of purge and let go of the crazy and just say, this is just absolute nonsense, you know? But then the great part about it is when you're out there, you meet people who are in need, who need great leaders. And so, Erica, even to this day, even 2 days ago, I'm taking meetings with people and saying, okay, here's your farm. Here's how you set things up. Here's what Secretary Brooke Rollins is doing right now. She has this program, and this is how you could possibly. You really need, there's so much need out there in the ag community of connecting and so forth. And so it's exciting to, even in the craziness, you realize that that's just the noise out there. And it's funny. And I've got little screenshots that I'm probably going to make a meme book about. But outside of that, the 99.9% are great people trying to do great things in Alabama.
That is amazing. I'm so glad that you got to experience all that and just kind of see, you know, see the state in a different way. Mm-hmm. This was your first campaign, wasn't it?
It was my first statewide campaign. And another thing, Judge Friday told me right before his heart attack, he said, hey, what you're going to do is you're going to meet these candidates and they're going to become like family to you. And this was right before Friday had his heart attack. And sure enough, Erica, I won't lie to you, all of the candidates on the campaign trail, we find out each other's kids' name, husband's names. Oh. We check in on each other as we're leaving events. And it really did become a family.
That is amazing. I mean, I've always, when I was younger, I said I want to run for city council one day. And then when I got older and started covering city councils, I was like, who would do that? You know, like, ugh. No, thank you.
But Erica, if good leadership and young leadership doesn't cultivate and step up,
I know, that's
all we do
why,
is sit home and complain.
That's why I decided to write about things and tell people and spread the word, because honestly, I feel like the media, I was in TV for a long time. Like that was my job. I was a producer for a very long time. And so I saw the insides of how that works. And after working in that business, I just realized there's a responsibility here for me that has nothing to do with politics. You know, Jeff Poor is the political insider. I'm not. But I'm going to write the stories that really matter to the people of Alabama.
And then I think this next generation is facing constituents and other people that literally want to attack you, like Trump, assassination, and then Charlie Kirk. And I had a predator sitting outside of church telling me he was going to kill me and my kids.
Okay, well, we're gonna come back. We're going to hear from you again. I want to know what's next for you. We'll
Sounds
be right
good.
Back.
When I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Single drop of rain, but I will.
joining us on this Tuesday. I'm Erica Thomas, editor-at-large at 1819news.com. I'm filling in for Jeff Poor today. He's on the way back from vacation. We cannot wait to see him back here. No pressure for me, filling in for the boss man at 1819 News. Please check us out, 1819news.com. You can also email us, news at 1819news.com. Also want to remind you, if you want to listen to FM Talk 106.5 online, go to fmtalk106.5.com, and you can listen to us. When you leave your car, you can take us with you. And we are here today with Christina Warner McGinnis, who ran for Ag Commissioner, and we're about to find out what's next for her. But first, we have on the text line, John asked, he said, "You got threatened outside of church. When and where? Describe this if you can."
Thanks for the text messages. I love an interactive audience. Mm-hmm. So on top of the fact that I had crazy up, you know, tying me to the Mexican cartel, which is completely erroneous, I was getting texts, or our team was getting text messages, Facebook messages, emails. It was this gentleman was sitting outside of multiple places. One particular was at church. And here's what it is, Erica, I have four children and a husband. So when you're a family of six, the chances of actually having just one kid in church on Sunday is very rare.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had Neil sitting next to me, and we're getting text messages. "I see you have X lipstick on. You're dressed like this. You're with your son. As soon as you come out, it's, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then I'm going to make your family watch, and I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to..." And it kept going and going and going. And this was one of many instances. Erica, I had to get the FBI involved. I had City of Orange Beach cops making rounds. I had to call the police chief. I mean, OBPD was having to, like, tell me what cars are going to be parked in your house.
That's the case where State Representative Donna Givens got involved, correct?
Yes.
Is that the same one?
Okay. That was right before Charlie Kirk. But this person was trying to kill me and attack my family. And I'm like, this is an ag race. I'm just trying to grow some really great sweet potatoes, like, and do some really great things. And unfortunately, politics today are so ugly on so many levels. But when you take it to the point that you're willing to just harm a family and children and threaten it openly and give and then send me pictures of my kids.
That is terrifying. That is next level. When they bring in the kids, you're like, uh-uh.
That don't happen in South Alabama.
Yeah.
It did.
It happens everywhere. Glad you were safe. Glad that you got through that election. I know that you had some absolutely Looney Tunes people coming at you the entire time, because, you know, they come after us too in the media business. You know, why aren't we covering that Christina is in the cartel? I don't know if I ever got that, but, you know, just I pray for everybody that's on the campaign trail all the time. I think it's, like I said, whoever decides to go into public office, they're just very special people. They have to have a lot of courage, and that you really got to be a strong person. They're also going to dig on you. You know, if there's any dirt, they're going to find it. It's going to be out there, so it's best just to come out with it from the get-go, I guess. But glad you made it through. Now I want to hear what's going on with you. I mean, since you've gotten off the campaign trail, but you have not slowed down.
No. I immediately, it's you check out one day and check right back in the next day back into a role. So I'm still the CEO and founder of Agritech. I still am a part owner in the Warner family companies. And so two things happened. I'm excited. Lowe's is doing a whole, so I power Lowe's behind the scenes with their ag technology software. Nationally, when you're looking at ag, there's a lot of regulation coming. And so there's a lot of state laws in Florida and in New York, and they're mandating so much regulation around ag. And so I'm helping Lowe's stay compliant. And so I'm doing a whole pitch right now with Lowe's, showing them, you know, and their associates, just the whole power behind Agritech, which is great. It's fast. It's what I do. And I love it. I was just in the Foley branch, and I got to meet Mr. Skaggs, who's a friend of a friend. And everyone is behind this. They love it. They want to do more of this. So it's exciting to be back there. But then my dad, after 50 years, decided to retire.
Oh.
And so excited. My brother's now the new CEO of the Warner family.
Alan Warner.
Yes, yeah. Alan. He's the new CEO. My sister Angela is the chief strategy officer. And so I get to be there in a more hands-on kind of making sure he's going to go to Hawaii. He's got two farms in Hawaii. He's going to do that. He's going to do an agribusiness around cacao. He does a lot of cacao out there, which for a lot of audience, just, you know, that turns into chocolate. So
okay.
A lot of people
like,
know us based off, no, it's not the cartel. It turns into chocolate. So he's doing that in his side life. He's going to go do that and excited. So I hit the ground running. And we'll say this about, you know, Lowe's. They're really trying to be in front of what's coming and try to help their consumers do the right thing for the right reason. So
yeah.
Excited to be there in lockstep with them, empower that, and to see my dad move into a new role.
That is amazing. I mean, a true, like, legacy family of Baldwin County and really Alabama. Just, we're blessed to have y'all here. And that's so good to know that your dad is going to kind of retire.
Well, the funny thing is I married a bridge builder, okay? And his number one allergy as he's riding, meeting my dad, beginning to ask for my hand in marriage, and he's proceeding to just... snot is pouring down his face, blood is coming down, and he's sneezing. His number one allergy is turf grass.
Oh,
so he married me.
No way.
And so I told him, you have one contingency. I don't want cows. We will do anything but cows.
I remember this story. I know where we're going.
I have a lot of cows. And I won't lie to you, my greatest pleasure every day is to see my cows.
Oh, that is amazing. So what else are you up to as far as just you, Christina Warner McGinnis? What are you looking forward to? Are there any more political aspirations?
Absolutely. You never stifle the public servant heart. So I think that's one thing I made clear to the state of Alabama, that I'm here to serve. I'm doing it with no strings attached. I even stated I'm not even looking for a paycheck. Like, just go put me to work, use my skill sets, let's go do great things. And so I have been approached by multiple people, and I said, you know, I just want to be in the right role at the right reason to do the right thing at the right time. And so I am open to all things. I'm excited for what Alabama has to do. And going back to kind of pulling things in, my family, after going on a statewide race, they now have kind of grown accustomed to the attacks.
Oh, yeah.
And other things. And they're kind of like, okay, Mom, you've got this. We've got this. And so I like seeing how they rally behind me and they protect me and they support me also in it.
That is so sweet. They've gotten tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're already tough if you're from Alabama. We all know that. You have to be tough to be around here. But it's really good watching your kids, I'm sure, grow up and kind of learn what responsibility they have publicly and in service to others. I'm sure the Warner family in general, the whole family, has always been kind of a service-driven
mm-hmm.
type family. And we'll talk about this a little bit later, but I interviewed your brother, Alan, yesterday.
Mm.
So, like, 24 hours ago. I was talking to him, and the reason I was talking to him is about this master plan that
yes.
the Baldwin County Commission is considering. It's the draft version right now. So I did a story over the weekend on it. The Baldwin County Commission is actually asking people to come in and give some public input, but it kind of was sprung on a lot of the farmers in Baldwin County, and there's some major pushback with this plan the way it is. So we're hoping that we will, you know, or the farmers are hoping that they'll be heard, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to kind of flush out the whole story and give both sides on this one, because it's a lot more complicated than just a master plan.
It is. It's very complicated. And actually, thank you for covering this. This is actually a really big deal. And so a lot of the farmers are just now, there are farmers who've been multi-generational in Baldwin County who've just found out about this yesterday. So the meeting is on Thursday, and I'm sure you can probably release this. I'm not sure what time, but you can find out with Baldwin County Commission. And it's important that as you're looking at farmers right now, so, you know, as I've been very open, I've had meetings at the White House with Secretary Brooke Rollins and the USDA, and I was able to meet with J.D. Vance, you know, the vice president. It's important that right now we all double down and protect our farmers, mm-hmm. and we protect our land, and we do what's best, because they are taking on, we are taking on, I use this in the sense of, we are taking on so much right now. I don't think people realize that the Iranian war, with the strait being closed, that a third of our fertilizer is sitting on the other side. I don't think people realize when Ukraine and Russia go to war that we have so much of our nutrients over there. I don't think people realize all the how diesel prices, inputs, equipment, right to repair, how much farmers continue to take on, and our prices continue to drop and drop and drop. So what we cannot continue to do is continue to put the burden on the farmer and expect them to continue to the next generation, because we're not giving them a path to profitability. What we're doing is we're putting them with a burden on their back that's breaking them. And as you're looking at how this master plan, it's important to participate and understand what it could do. So, you know, I mean, one of the questions in the meeting was asked, did you consult legal and did you consult bankers? Does this decision affect the land value? So you've got a farmer who has a lot of, let's say they've had a bad year in a crop, let's say row croppers. They've got a lot of line of credit out. Their land is here, XYZ, and they're trying to get ready for the next generation. This is important.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to talk more about it a little bit later on in the show. We've got incoming Baldwin County Commissioner Tater Harris, John Tater Harris, coming in with us, and he'll be talking about that. But thank you so much, Christina. We'll, if you can stick around for just a little bit longer, we'll be right back.
He said some things just glitter and shine.
Song Dinosaur, Hank Williams Jr. That's one of my favorite songs ever. My dad, he loved it. He used to listen to that in the garage as he was working on cars, and I'd be working on my bicycle right beside him. Such great memories. We're very happy that you're joining us right now, because I am not Jeff Poor. I'm Erica Thomas, filling in for Jeff Poor, who's on vacation, but thank goodness he's on his way back, so you don't have to listen to me much longer. Still have about an hour and 10 minutes left in this show, and then we'll have Sean Sullivan's Midday Mobile, which I'm sure everyone is looking forward to. In the meantime, you can text us 251-343-0106. We were asking people, what kind of crazy things have you seen on the causeway? But now that I'm thinking about driving back over the causeway, I'm thinking about these gas prices, because I'm about to have to fill up before I leave and go back. So been watching these gas prices. It looks like Trump came out today blasting Exxon and Chevron for making too much money. There's always something in the headlines when it comes to gas prices. And speaking of, we have today the former ag commissioner candidate, Christina Warner McGinnis, who she has just been up to some really interesting things lately. You haven't slowed down at all, Christina. We're so happy that you came and kind of filled us in on everything you've been doing.
Yeah, it's great. I hit the ground running. I'm still working nationally. Got great connections. Capital One's doing a big shout out, and wow, working with Lowe's on a big project. You know, just really bringing ag to the hands of residential people who don't understand it. And that's what I love. It's my passion. So super excited doing that. But I want to touch on something regarding like gas prices.
Yeah.
So right now, on the flip side of it, we're dealing with meat prices, okay?
Uh-huh.
The card affordability. And the DOJ is looking into the four meat processors that control 85% of our meat supply here in the United States. Four companies.
Crazy.
So going back to all of the different programs that are coming down from the USDA, if there are two things that what I'm noticing, they're really, three things really, they're focusing on domestic fertilizer production because we're relying so much on international. They're focusing on small meat processors, which we have Perdido River. And then on County Road 32 in Baldwin County, there's one sawmills that's used to be called Maximus Meats that's looking. But then also three, they're really focusing on specialty crops. And that's the key for Alabama is how can we really lean into those three things right now as we're looking at the administration to say, let's bring more domestic fertilizer production. Let's get more small meat producing going on here in Alabama so that the cattle can be out there in the field here on your plate and not have to travel to China and come back and then work on our specialty crops.
I feel like so much of the agriculture challenges we have really are they're not the farmer's fault. Like they just always have, for example, I've covered a lot of poultry stories because actually people don't know this, but when I graduated high school, I had a full paid scholarship to Auburn University for poultry science.
Wow.
I did not go, but I ended up going to Southern Union in Wadley for a year. And then I went to UAB, but I knew at that time that poultry science was not going to be a good field for me because the chicken farms all over Randolph County, they were really struggling. I mean, you know, it used to cost $50,000 to build a chicken house. Now it's like over $1 million. What farmer can do that? So this isn't always their fault. A lot of times, you know, the next generation might not want to be farmers. They don't want to get into it anymore. When I was Miss Randolph County Agriculture, I would go around to the schools and I would say, okay, kids, you don't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. You want to be a farmer. But then I realized, you know, it might not be the best financial choice anymore.
Well, I think what's happened is we haven't given a path to profitability, and I'll stand on that. But Erica, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to national security, food security is national security. Mm-hmm. So watching how this administration is protecting our food supply, trying to get behind everything that goes around it, whether it be the fertilizer, the meat processing, and so forth, and trying to kind of bust that up and bring that back to domestic is really key right now. And these changes are painful. They're very painful, but we've got to level in. And like my daddy says, he says, every time everyone's running away from something, that's when you need to be running into opportunity. So I can tell you this, we're going to need to eat. And when two hands are handing you a piece of food, and one's from China and one's from the United States, an Alabama farmer, you're going to want to eat from the Alabama farmer. So let's protect the farmers.
Yeah, and we've heard a lot about the land purchases from China. And people might think that happens in California, but it happens here.
It's here. So 400,000 acres, actually over. And then if you count what's leased, it's north of 600,000 has been leased or owned by China. One out of four of our hogs is owned by China. So Smithfield is owned by China. But I think the big key is that people focus on just land and very physical things. But what we really should be looking at is the whole picture of China, how they're sending in their highest academia into our final projects of research and development. We need to be looking at the facts that they're owning the software of the drones that are covering all of the fertilizer applications that are going out there, how they're covering all these. And you saw where Aldott grounded all of the DJI drones because everything was being sent back to China, you know. And so what we really have to realize is my kids make fun of me because like they'll be on TikTok or something or else, and I'll just lean up and go, China's here. China's right here, like doing this inside of your fingers on your phone, what we're doing. That, oh, mom, China. And I'm like, China's in that doorbell. China's in that drone. China's in your phone. China's here. We've got to protect ourselves, our company, our cyber, our land, our food from China.
We really do. I mean, owning farms in our food, that's terrifying for any other country to come in and or people from other countries to come in and do that. I know in Randolph County, some of the poultry farms were sold to the Vietnamese.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's different, there are different cultures that are eyeballing different things. And so.
But also, like when I go travel to other countries, I don't get to buy their land.
Right.
I don't get to buy their farms. I don't get to buy, you know, and so the flip side of it is, it's okay here, but it's not okay when we flip the tables around. So, Alabama's done a pretty good job of protecting, but the United States, it's time. We have to put us first.
Yeah, and I said this at the beginning of the show. I used to think politics was boring, and then it took 1 year in Montgomery for me to learn. It's really not, but it's also, It's dramatic. There's some crazy stuff. Remember the Troy King days? That's when I was in Montgomery. That was fun. But there's also things that really, really impact us. But like this, I feel like it's something that's kind of snuck in over time. We've let this happen and just kind of not paid attention. But it's time now to pay attention.
Well, I had somebody ask me, how did this happen? And I said, oh, this happened right underneath our nose. So when I grew up in Alberta and Walmart opened in Foley, gosh, it was probably 1980 something. We walked into Walmart in Foley. This was before the Supercenter. And there was an American flag in the background. And it was God Bless the USA. And you walked in and you had the most patriotic feeling of Walmart. Oh. Today you walk in, Erica, 90% China.
Wow. Well, we're going to say God bless the USA anyways, because, you know, we are America first, really America only at this point. Like, that's where we're going as conservatives. But we definitely appreciate you guys sticking around with us. And Christina, thank you so much for coming on this show with me today on my first time ever doing a show by myself. Next up, we will have another guest join us. It'll be John Tater Harris, the incoming Baldwin County Commission. We will see you in just a minute.
Thanks, Erica.
Thank you. Sweet Southern comfort, carry on.